day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you had carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God, who frees and sends us beyond. Amen. Did anyone have a double take this morning and think, are we back at Easter? Alleluia, Christ is risen. Yeah, and just now we heard the same gospel reading that we heard this past Easter Sunday on March 31st. What is going on? Well, today we celebrate the commemoration of Mary Magdalene, apostle to the apostles, and so liturgically we use the color white, along with many other liturgical components from the season of Easter. And the lectionary's chosen gospel reading for her commemoration is this reading from the Gospel of John, where Mary Magdalene encounters the risen Christ. In fact, Mary Magdalene is the only person in all four Gospels that testifies to Jesus' resurrection. Stories from the Gospels also place her at the foot of the cross during the crucifixion, as ministering to Jesus during his ministry, and in the Gospel of Luke as one who cared for Jesus using her own resources, having been first cured by him. In this passage from the Gospel of John, as in the other Gospels, we see Mary Magdalene as the first witness of the resurrection and the first to share the good news. She was an important leader of the early Christian church community. An additional story is also told of Mary Magdalene in the Gospel of Mary, a text scholars think was written sometime between 80 and 180 CE, Common Era, during the period where the Gospels of Matthew and Luke and Paul's letters to the Ephesians were written. We have two manuscripts of the Gospel of Mary, part of what is known as the Nag Hammadi collection of manuscripts written in Coptic, and unfortunately missing multiple pages. But I would like to share you a short story from that was preserved in this Gospel of Mary from what is called Chapter 5. The story occurs after the crucifixion, and also after Mary Magdalene has seen the risen Christ as she is comforting grieving and fearful disciples. A reading from the Gospel of Mary, chapter 5. "But they," the disciples, "were pained. They wept greatly, saying, 'How shall we go to the nations and proclaim the good news of the child of humanity? If they did not spare him, how will they spare us?' Then Mary stood up. She greeted them all, and she said to her brothers and sisters, 'Do not weep and be pained, nor doubt, for all his grace will be with you and shelter you. But rather, let us praise his greatness, for he has prepared us and made us humans. When Mary said this, she turned their heart to the good, and they began to discuss the words of the Savior. In this story, Mary has moved beyond the garden wall where she recognized the gardener as the risen Christ. She's moved beyond, I have seen the Lord. She's moved into a new role, found only because of the new life that she has found in the risen Christ who overcame death and sin, freeing her to focus less on her grief and more on God. She embraces her new humanity that is made new by Jesus, encouraging the others to trust in God's grace and to shelter, emphasizing they have been prepared. They have been given all that they need to proclaim the good news, and she is the apostle to the apostles, the one sent to those who are being sent. In my Easter sermon, which you may probably not remember at this point, I encouraged us to consider the risen Christ as the gardener, who tends to us with love, as the one we encounter again and again anew. And on Easter, as we left this nave, a basket was waiting for us with sunflower seeds to take home and plant. These dried seeds were to be put into the soil and tended to remind us of the mystery of a dry seed becoming a living plant. And then as we planted and watched these sunflowers grow, I encouraged us to notice, to observe, to truly see the risen Christ in our lives, encountering Jesus individually and communally as together we bloom. I don't know about you, but I took my pack of sunflower seeds home with me and I planted them. Some flourished, some did not. The tallest one, which reached about 6 feet before the hurricane, was blown sideways during the hurricane. That sunflower is now growing sideways, and in the past week has decided to form a lemon green bud that's getting ready to bloom into a sunflower. Incredible. This sunflower reminded me these past 2 weeks of life and life's journey are unpredictable. We really do not know where life will take us or where God will lead us, but we trust in that gardener, Jesus, to give us grace, shelter us, to prepare us, and to perfect our humanity for God's good. The story of Mary Magdalene is a story of discipleship. She followed Jesus in his life and ministry, learning and growing from her time with him. She tended to Jesus as a presence at his crucifixion and then intending to care for his body at the tomb. But instead of an end, she discovered a new beginning. The gardener turned out to be her gardener all along, tending to her, fertilizing her, watering her, feeding her, loving her into a new creation. The risen Christ brought Mary Magdalene into full bloom, freeing her to move beyond the garden wall and out into the world to proclaim, to tend, to nurture, to water, to feed, and to love others into bloom. Jesus set her free to be the apostle to the apostles. Mary Magdalene moved beyond the garden wall, and I have watched many of us move beyond our church walls in love and service to those in need. Just as Mary Magdalene proclaimed, I have seen the Lord, I now proclaim, I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord in you who have offered love in the form of your home, given to others without electricity. I myself have been a recipient of that love. I have seen the Lord in the form of you who've offered as respite your air conditioning and your electricity to others who needed to cool down and to charge phones. I have seen the Lord in you who have offered love by showing up in neighbors' yards, both plural, with your chainsaws and rakes and gloves to clean up debris. I have seen the Lord in you who've offered love by helping Lisa, both physically working in her home and financially giving generously to the pastor's discretionary fund. I have seen the Lord in you who've offered love through kind words and smiles and hugs and prayers. Mary Magdalene's proclamation, "I have seen the Lord," has indeed been enacted, beloved community, through you who have been freed by Christ to be little Christ to your neighbor in need. And many of you are continuing to enact this love to those who continue to suffer longer-term effects from the hurricane. As disciples of Jesus, we are called to continue to serve both inside and outside our garden, our church walls, to enact God's love through being a welcoming and inclusive community nourished by Christ, in vibrant worship, and committed to God's mission of love and service, especially to the oppressed and needy. That is our mission statement. And so our story of discipleship continues. If you felt affirmed in using your gifts these past 2 weeks, I invite you to consider participating in a ministry team. Deacon Amy and Kim are hoping to form some new ministry teams, such as a disaster relief team, that will serve both our CTK community and broader community. If you've been on a particular ministry team in the past and would like to get it reinvigorated, please also contact Deacon Amy or Kim and offer to help get it going. And if you are currently serving on one or more of our ministry teams, thank you for embodying our mission statement. You are appreciated and valued. Jesus, through his life, death, and resurrection, freed us from sin and death. Therefore, we are free to go and, as Luther said, be little Christ to our neighbors. Jesus perfects our humanity. He brings us into a priesthood of all believers, making us holy even while we are human, freeing us to respond to others in need. And the Holy Spirit equips and empowers us to go beyond the garden wall, beyond our church wall, and to serve in unique and creative ways. Can we do it? Yes, we can, with God's help. And because we are free by Christ and empowered through our baptism by the Holy Spirit to use each and every person's unique gifts. And thanks be to God for that. Amen.